A nanny goes into debt for her client.
You said she made you a gift of how much?
$2,000.
She kept making promises, so I believed her, and she was like, I'm going to pay you, and then it never happened.
I see that there's a loan in collections.
Now, this mother's choices are limited.
Either you are a miserable person because you took advantage of someone who was probably a little disabled, or you owe her $2,000.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Nanny Michelle Cation is suing her former client, Kristen Thomason, for a loan to send her daughter to cheerleading camp.
Order. All rise.
Case number 416 on the calendar in the matter of Cation versus Thomason.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Ms. Cation, you used to work for Ms. Thomason as a nanny.
Yes, Your Honor.
And how old was her daughter?
She was 6 years old at the time.
According to you, there came a time when her daughter wanted to go to a cheerleading camp.
Yes.
How old was she when she wanted to go to a cheerleading camp?
I believe 8.
Were you still working for her as a nanny?
Yes.
Were you doing any other work?
Not at the time.
And how much was she paying you?
$200 a week.
Was she paying you by check or cash?
Cash.
How many years did you work for her? At least two?
At least two, probably 3.5.
During all the time you worked with her, did you ever file tax returns?
No.
Did you live with her?
No.
You had your own place?
I live with my parents.
How old are you now?
35.
When was the last time you had a full-time job that with income reported on the books?
2017.
For how long?
3 years.
When was this alleged loan taken out?
November 2015.
According to you, you took out a loan while you were working for her as a nanny, being paid $200 a week in cash, and she was paying you that money in cash, and yet she couldn't get a loan. Was she living with her husband? Was she living with a boyfriend?
With her husband at the time.
Yes, and was he working?
Yes.
And she was working?
Yes.
Yes. Well, otherwise, what would you be there for as a nanny?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And they couldn't get a loan?
No.
And you could, with no showing of any income, you could get a loan. Good. Show me the loan application. This isn't a loan application.
Yes, Your Honor. I've tried multiple times to get the loan application, and since then it has been transferred to different credit companies due to no payments. There's been like maybe 3 payments paid on it. I've been had
How
multiple
long have
health
lived
issues.
At, let's
okay.
Cut it. How long have you lived at 103?
30 years.
And according to what you told me before, you were not living with the defendant when you were nannying for her. You were living with your parents, so I assume that's your parents' house at 103.
Yeah.
So you get mail there. So you were getting letters every day or every month or periodically about this loan. I have no idea what the loan amount was. I have no idea. So let's see what other paperwork you don't have, Ms. Cation. Let me see the payment that you made to the camp, because according to what I've read, you made a payment to the camp directly.
No, Your Honor, I never made a payment to the camp. I took the loan and she...
Just let's take it easy. You took the loan and you wrote a check.
I never wrote a check.
Well, what did you do? How did you pay for the camp?
I went into the bank with Ms. Thomason. She had me in hand in the bank, and she told me I was not allowed to hand her the cash until I left the bank in car, and when I sit in the car...
Listen to me. So what you're telling me is you have no proof.
I do have proof that the loan is here.
No, just a second. I see that there's a loan in collections. I don't know how much the loan was, because you have no proof of what it was. You have no proof of what it was, unless you do have proof of how much the loan was.
On my phone, I got an email yesterday from the original loan company, how much it was and what is owed on it. Can I show you that, please?
Yeah, I would love to see that. At least that's a something.
Thank you.
Would you show me where this says what the original loan was?
$8,000. It doesn't show the $5,000.
No, it doesn't show. So the answer is, do you have any proof of what the original loan was? The answer is no.
I do if I could get it. And the thing is that if you just please let me explain something just for 2 minutes of your time, Miss Judy, when I took this loan out, I was told by promises
listen
that
to
she
me.
Would
listen
pay
to me.
Me.
Don't
and
listen.
I got sick and I was
okay.
in a mental
Ms.
health.
Ms. Katchen.
Yes.
Ms. Katchen, you don't have a case because you don't have proof. You don't have proof of anything. One of the things that concerns me about this case is you lived at the same house for 30 years. So for the last 3 years at least, periodically, you were getting notifications that payments weren't being made on this loan. At least for 3 years. Now, did you not care?
I care.
We're talking about 3 years. Did you not care that the loan wasn't being paid? Did you not care that the loan was in default?
No, ma'am. I cared, and she kept making promises, and then so I believed her, and she was like, I'm going to pay you, and then it never happened, and then I was sent away for most of 2017, and when I got a knock on the door from the sheriff when I was in a mental health facility, I had no way of going to court when they took me to court in 2017 of August for this loan and put a judgment against me. I had no way of getting out, and I thought she was making payments. She told me she had made 3 payments, which in fact, there was only 2 payments.
Ms. Katchen, if she told you that she was making payments, then you would have received mail monthly indicating to you that those payments were being made by the defendant.
Yes, ma'am, the
payments. And just a second. And I understand that you're upset. And whether she owes you the money or not, I can't get to that because you have no proof of how much the loan was. You have no proof that you gave her any money. You were a woman who was in her 30s at the time that this alleged loan was taken out and given to her. She says you gave her a gift of how much?
$5,000.
No. You can't tell me. I'm just asking her. You say she made you a gift of how much?
$2,000.
Now I'm going to ask you, Ms. Thomason, she made you a gift, so I can't help her a lot because she, sadly, she has no proof. But she was your nanny. Is this the husband?
No.
Who is that?
He's my godfather. He was with me.
You, the husband, were both working. You could afford to pay $200 a week for a nanny, right? Either one of two things is true, madam. Either you are a miserable person because you took advantage of someone who was probably a little disabled, or you owe her $2,000, according to you. Because I don't understand, I'm a working gal, and I've always been a working gal. Look at my eyes. I've always been a working gal, and I've had people take care of my children when I was working. I don't remember ever asking them for a loan. To pay for cheerleading camp for an 8-year-old is stupid. If you don't have the money. So you took $2,000 from her. What are you looking at me strangely for?
I'm just looking. Good. I want to say something, but that's okay.
That's a very good thing. Just sit there and be quiet.
I'll do that
for you. Continue to stare at me.
I'll do that for you, ma'am. I just want to say.
So I want to know how much of this $2,000 that you snookered out of your babysitter did you pay back?
In October of 2016, my ex-husband moved out, and my daughter was already cheerleading since May of that year, and it just was the start of her cheerleading competition.
I didn't ask you for a whole geschrei about your daughter's cheerleading camp. I don't care about it. Don't speak to me.
Yes, ma'am.
I asked you how much of the $2,000 did you pay back? I don't need a whole story about your husband left you and your daughter wanted to go to cheerleading camp. I asked you how much of the $2,000 did you pay back?
I don't remember.
Well, let's try to think about it. Maybe we'll go back. What was the name of the cheerleading camp? It's not an answer. An answer is an answer. What was the name of the cheerleading camp?
ACX.
Was it for a whole summer?
It was for 9 months altogether.
So it was a 9-month program?
Yes.
Are they still in existence?
I don't think so anymore. I tried contacting them and I could not.
And did they advertise on the internet?
I believe they did.
Good. And how much was the 9-month program? How much was the 9-month program?
It's around $300 a month.
So that would be $2,700 if it's a 9-month program, right?
Yes, it's actually more. There's other fees too on top of the monthly
fee. Like what?
There's traveling costs and uniform costs and tumbling lessons.
But she, according to you, gave you $2,000. Is that right?
Yes.
How did you get together the rest?
Well, in the spring, Michelle paid for Taylor's uniform and her practice clothes, too. So her and my daughter are really close, and she wanted her to be able to keep cheering.
Don't tell me what she wanted. That calls for the operation of her head.
Okay.
Now tell me how much you paid her back.
I paid back a
Just
payment.
Just think. Let it all come together
it
before
so
you open
ago.
Your mouth. How much did you pay her back?
I think
back?
Like $200.
And the phone.
And a cell phone. I gave her a cell phone, too.
I don't care about a cell phone.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
Ms. Baroni called you. She said the puppy was not acting right. My sense is, Mr. Caldwell, that you had a clue as to why the puppy wasn't acting right. And the clue had to do with the fact that a couple of your puppies weren't acting right either.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Nanny Michelle Cation says former client Kristen Thomason borrowed money from her so she could send her daughter to cheerleading camp. Michelle claims Kristen has yet to pay her back.
Now, you paid her back $200. How do you support yourself?
I work.
For whom?
I'm a bartender.
Do you have custody of your daughter?
I do.
Good. Now, you know that she has no proof, so... You're telling me that she paid $2,700 because that's what the camp was, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And of that, you paid her back, you say. I'm not asking her anything because she has no proof. $200.
Yes, ma'am.
And a phone.
What is he saying?
And a phone. And a phone was worth $400.
Out.
Out, out.
Out.
Out where?
Out. That way.
Out the... Really?
That way, where it says exit.
Wow.
Judgment for the plaintiff, the amount of $2,500. We're finished.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I feel like she was fair in the fact that, you know, I'm getting something back for what I give. I give a lot.
I think Judge Judy was fair.
And Kristen was my best friend, and I really hope that we can rekindle the friendship.
We try not to talk about it that much because of our... We didn't want it to affect our friendship, so...
But I don't know where it's going to go from here.
Between our friendship some, but I'm hoping we can move past it now.
Thank you.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Caldwell versus Baroni. Step forward.
Carol Caldwell is suing Rihanna Baroni for the balance on an English Springer Spaniel puppy.
Mr. Caldwell, do you sell Miss Baroni a puppy?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of puppy?
They were AKC English Springer Spaniels.
Is this a side business of yours, or did you just have a dog that had a litter?
I was a breeder for 23 years, hadn't had a litter in 20 years, and wife and I got a pair of puppies, had to get a stud, but we decided to have one litter.
And Miss Baroni bought the puppy for how much?
$700.
And she gave you $350.
She gave me $350.
Asked if she could pay it in two installments. She took the puppy home. On what date did she take the puppy home?
10th of November.
How many puppies were in the litter, Mr. Caldwell?
Three.
So you had, at that point, four dogs altogether, the pair that you and your wife had gotten and the two puppies, correct? After you sold Miss Baroni the puppy and she took it, you had two puppies at home and your two dogs. So
yes,
you had
ma'am.
Four altogether.
Yes, ma'am.
Miss Baroni called you shortly after she brought home the puppy. She said the puppy was not acting right. My sense is, Mr. Caldwell, that you had a clue as to why the puppy wasn't acting right. And the clue had to do with the fact that a couple of your puppies weren't acting right either, that they
had
gotten into a plant.
They had gotten into elephant ears while we were waiting for Miss Barone to get over to pick up the dogs. I didn't realize how much they had chewed up. It wasn't a whole lot. I saw one leaf that was torn up. But...
Whatever. Your puppies got sick, too.
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I want you to tell me why you didn't pay him the other $350. If you said to me, I took the dog to the vet because I didn't trust Mr. Caldwell. I didn't trust his explanation.
How
I
can
didn't
you trust
that
somebody's answer?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Carol Caldwell says Rihanna Baroni never paid in full for an English Springer Spaniel puppy he sold her
So when Miss Baroni called you, was it the same day or the next day?
It was the next morning.
Next morning, and said the puppy isn't acting right. What did you say to her?
I told her that it was possible that they'd eaten, gotten into more elephant ears than I had thought. Elephant ears will give them diarrhea. It's not really bad. Elephant ears taste bad.
No, I actually read about elephant ears and dogs because I read your complaint and I wanted to familiarize myself with what elephant ears. Do you have a picture of what elephant ears looks like? The plant?
I have a picture that he sent me from his yard, his garden.
Yeah.
Of course, and I have more proof that they ate a lot more than what he's saying.
Just, I don't care if they ate a little bit or not.
Okay.
Your puppy was sick when you brought it home.
Puppy was very sick.
I'd just like to take a look and see what elephant ears is, primarily because I want to see if I have any.
Of course, most definitely. I have...
Can I see what it looks like?
An elephant ear.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And then I also have the pictures of what was in his yard.
I got some of that.
Good enough for you.
Yeah. I swear I have some of those. Okay, so this is what the lawsuit is about. She says, I'm not giving you the $350 because I spent $450 at the vet. That's your defense. Is that right?
I never said that.
I thought you said you spent $400 at the vet.
I have taken him to the vet, and the vet bill is over $600.
Oh, okay. Can I see
that,
please?
I've never seen the vet bill, Your Honor.
I'm going to take a look at it, sir, and then I'm going to show it to you.
His vet bill is a wellness program that he signed up for.
No, I just want to see that you took the dog to the vet on or about the 11th of November. Great. And the bill. What are you showing me?
The vet bill?
No, vet bill. I want to see a vet bill, November 11th, 2017. This is the core plan is $491. The plan start date is January 10th, 2018. Mm-hmm. I want to see the vet bill from when you took the dog to the vet on November 11th.
I never took the dog to the vet November 11th.
Why?
I didn't pick up the dog till November 12th.
November 13th.
November 13th.
Show me the vet bill from November 13th.
I did not take the dog to the vet November
13th. Well, what are you showing me here? What is this?
That is a vet bill that I have now.
Oh, who cares what you have now? Mm. I don't want to see a dental bill either. Mm. I want to see when you took the dog to the vet because the dog was sick.
The dog was very sick.
Listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know. I was originally very sympathetic to you. You wrote an answer.
If you'd like to be sympathetic, I can tell you the story.
No, I don't want you to tell me the story.
Would you like
to tell me why you didn't pay him the other $350. If you said to me, I took the dog to the vet because I didn't trust Mr. Caldwell. I didn't trust his explanation that the dog would get better, just give the dog a little kaopectate, it'll be fine.
How can you trust somebody's answer?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, I didn't trust his answer. I adore this little puppy. I took it to the vet, which would a normal person would do with a normal brain, and say, you know, the next day, the 13th of November, and the vet charged me $350. Therefore, I think he should be responsible for the vet bill for $350 because it was due to his negligence by allowing his puppies to eat stuff. He was a breeder for 23 years. He knows that this is not healthy for dogs, that they can get sick. So it was through his negligence, and I would say to you, you don't have to pay the other $350. But if you don't take the dog to the vet and you didn't spend any money on November 13th, or 14th, or 15th.
I spent lots of money. I spent lots of money on my rug being ruined, my cleaning.
$350, judgment for the plaintiff. We're done.
I just excuse you. May step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
At his house, he told me that the dog ate elephant ears, but I smiled and said, okay, because I had no idea what that was until I got home and the diarrhea happened.
I offered twice to come get the dog and give her money back. She declined both times.
He's being tested his kidneys in March to find out if there's long term. The thing with elephant ears is that it takes time for the crystals to go through the dog's body. And so in March, they'll test his kidneys to see if there's any long term damage.
Never. It's short term. They don't ingest very much because it tastes bad and has stickles on their tongues.
Find out what plants are poisonous when somebody tells you that they eat elephant ears. Don't walk away.
You'd have to bulldoze it and have it a parking lot to keep dogs from chewing up anything. Puppies are puppies.
I love my baby.